Welcome to Now Playing. I'm Arnie.
And I'm Marjorie.
And we are going to be discussing the Farrelly Brothers movie Fever Pitch. The Farrelly Brothers, who brought us such comedic classics as Me, Myself, and Irene, Dumb and Dumber, and of course, their pinnacle of comedy, the best comedy of the 90s, hands down, There's Something About Mary.
Now, this is not a typical Farrelly Brothers movie, as it's not got someone who is very strange. Like, Me, Myself, and Irene, Jim Carrey is a schizophrenic. There's Something About Mary, you had Woogie, and everything going on there, and Matt Dillon's character, where he was a stalker. Or Dumb and Dumber, well, I don't even need to explain that. This movie's about a fairly normal couple, except that Jimmy Fallon's character, Ben, has one small quirk.
He's obsessed with the Boston Red Sox.
But a lot of people from Boston are, because until, actually when this movie came out and they had to change the ending, until Boston won the World Series, they hadn't won it since like the early 1900s.
And this movie is based, on a book that comes from London, I believe, where it's based on soccer, not baseball. And they've Americanized it, made it baseball instead of soccer, because as anyone knows, European football is truly an obsession for many.
Yeah. It's way more obsessive than baseball is in the States, because to date, fans haven't shot opposing fans in stadiums at baseball games yet.
So here they talk about Ben, a Boston Red Sox fan, and he meets Lindsay, played by Drew Barrymore, who is, what is she, a businesswoman of some type?
She does something with numbers. She's some sort of analyst. And the reason they meet is because he's a school teacher.
Math.
And he takes students up to see people who've made math their career. And he is smitten with her, and he's actually really sweet. I am a big Jimmy Fallon fan, and I think he's kind of sweet. He's very sensitive, and he does a lot of really cool things for her.
Now, I like Jimmy Fallon, just to promote my bias. I like Jimmy Fallon from his SNL days. I thought he was great on Weekend Update and his recurring skits, the college dorm room skit.
Jarrett's room.
And the Noma skit and all of that. I thought he was very funny in those. I have not seen Taxi with Queen Latifah, but I looked forward to this movie thinking that Jimmy Fallon in a Farrelly Brothers comedy, how could you go wrong?
But it's not a typical Farrelly Brothers movie.
No, this is actually a romance film. I wouldn't even call it a romantic comedy. I'd just call it a romance that has a few comedic points.
Yeah, it's not a full-out comedy at all.
No, it doesn't have a lot of humor in it.
There's a few things that are amusing, but I think here's the problem. He's obsessed with the Red Sox. She is not. And I think because you're really into Star Wars, that there's a lot of parallels in there. And perhaps that's why you don't see some of it as really funny, is because it's kind of like looking in the mirror and you don't see anything wrong with it. Whereas being on the outside, like when we met, it was kind of the same thing where you kind of gradually bring the girl over. And he's got his whole apartment decked out like the stadium. He's got the back wall and everything. He's got a scoreboard. And, you know, he takes her over there and she goes, oh yeah, I know you really like the Red Sox. And then his season tickets come.
See, what you find out is he's been grandfathered into box seat season tickets because his uncle had them from back in the 60s or 50s. And the uncle died and he was a child of a broken home. Did his father die?
No, his parents are divorced. I wouldn't call that a broken home.
That is what a broken home is divorce.
Really?
Yes.
So like everyone's got a broken home.
Yeah. So he had no father. His uncle was his father figure. And they really connected through baseball. And so when his uncle died, baseball really was his way of enjoying himself. And they meet during the winter when there is no baseball. And so they have a wonderful romance, which lasts about half an hour. And you've got the...
And he's sweet.
You've got the When Harry Met Sally thing, where she has her few friends, and they talk about him, and he's got his few friends, and they talk about her. And it's your basic meet cute. You know, they meet, they date, and it goes very well. But then baseball season kicks in.
And the character Lindsay makes a reference to it that she likes Winter Ben a lot, but Summer Ben she doesn't know if she can deal with, because he literally goes to every single home game, regardless, because he does. That's just what he does. Everything is Red Sox from the time spring training to the end of the World Series.
And it's about the trials and tribulations of their relationship and what it's like to date somebody who's obsessed with sports.
Sports, movie, hobby, you name it. You can substitute anything really in there for that.
Overall, I didn't find this movie very interesting, because with the Farrelly Brothers on the marquee, Jimmy Fallon is the lead, Drew Barrymore, who's done some very funny work, and all right, she's been in comedies. Maybe she hasn't been funny in them, but she was in The Wedding Singer.
You hate that movie, though.
Like I said, she wasn't funny in them, but she attempted to be funny. in The Wedding Singer.
50 First Dates.
Never Been Kissed.
Oh, I love that movie. But it's a good movie. I liked it. I found him really sweet, and it was a good love story. And I really am not into love stories normally, but I really liked the movie.
I thought it was kind of dull. I think that the characters weren't all that well written. I think that really the Drew Barrymore character had nothing going for her. Why was she such a catch other than she was a woman who could put up with him loving the Red Sox?
But that's the problem. See, that's the thing, is he made also reference in the movie to girls stick around until spring training.
But she had nothing going for her. She was so career minded. She put her career in front of her boyfriend.
He put the Red Sox in front of his girlfriend.
Okay. Neither one of them was a catch. Why are we happy to see these two get together?
He was really sweet when it wasn't a baseball game.
And she wasn't.
Yeah, she was.
I don't know. I didn't like her in this movie. I didn't think her character was sympathetic or likable. I think that for a good romance, you should like both characters. And I think that Jimmy Fallon, yeah, he was sweet. He was Jimmy Fallon. I mean, Jimmy Fallon, you could put him in the role of murderer and you'll be like, oh, he's such a sweet murderer because he's Jimmy Fallon. Okay, so you got Jimmy Fallon playing Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon cannot act. Nor can he sing. His I Don't Play Basketball, bad song.
It is.
And this, he's not a very good actor. He had two moods, giddy and petulant. He was like a five-year-old. He had no range of emotions. Giddy and petulant. He can't act. This movie could have been really good with different leads. But with who they cast and who directed, it just didn't work out as a good movie. It was fine, but it was bland. There was nothing wrong with the movie, but there was nothing good about it.
Again, I think it's because it wasn't made necessarily for you. I think it was made for two kinds of people. Women.
And Red Sox fans.
And Red Sox fans. Yes.
Admittedly, I know nothing about baseball. And at the end of the movie, they're talking about the Red Sox winning. That's not a spoiler. Everybody knows the Red Sox won that series. And they talk about the bloody sock. And they go, everybody knows the bloody sock. I'm like, there's a bloody sock? Gross.
Yeah, you don't like sports, and the only sport really I expose you to is hockey, so I don't expect you to know about baseball.
I like soccer a little.
Foreign soccer, not American soccer.
Who likes American soccer?
Can't even get American soccer on our TV, I don't think.
Yeah, good luck, Beckham.
I think it was a really good movie. I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was mildly amusing. The parts that were funny, or the parts that were supposed to be funny, were funny to me. And I thought he was a really good boyfriend. He was really sweet. And he really tried to get her interested into the Red Sox. He bought her Red Sox stuff. But I think that wives and girlfriends of collectors or people that are really into sports could really identify with this movie. Because everything in his house, no kidding, is Boston Red Sox. He's got sheets. He's got towels, shower curtain, toothbrush. His living room is the baseball stadium. So I think that those kind of people can identify with it.
So it's a movie for women and neglected spouses?
No, not necessarily neglected. I just think I can identify with it. Because she didn't understand how much he was into the Red Sox by going into his apartment until the season tickets came.
Can I point out, though, that this movie showed her as having no interest of her own? You have no clue what she liked. You don't know what music she liked. Mm-mm. You don't know what movie she liked.
Yes, I do. I know one movie she liked. Annie Hall.
Okay, but didn't he like it as well?
No, Roadhouse. That was one of the cute scenes that he did. They were going for their first date. He showed up with flowers, and she's obviously throwing up behind the door. And he said he wants to make sure she's okay. He goes in there. She got food poisoning. He takes care of her, cleans her toilet after she threw up all over the place. And when she gets up in the morning, she's feeling a little better and walks out. And there he is asleep with her dog on the couch. It's so sweet.
Okay, so he's obviously a catch, and she's a bland person who's only good feature is she's attractive in that I've been smoking for 20 years kind of way.
Okay, I didn't know we were debating their dateability.
I'm just saying that there's no point in saying, he could do better. He could do better.
But he's a catch.
Okay, but Drew Barrymore
got movies for in case she got up and felt better but not good enough to go out.
Okay, even with the Boston Red Sox thing, he's a catch.
Yes,
and absolutely. She's a bitch.
She wasn't mean.
She didn't, when he was in his Red Sox mode, she couldn't remember that he was the one who cleaned her toilets.
She was sick.
And slept with her dog. Right. But she completely obliterated all that because, he wants to go to baseball games.
All right, well, I guess we disagree on this one as well.
I just didn't like the movie. And for a romance to work, you have to want to see the people be together. And I'm sitting there the whole time going, what a bitch.
All right. I feel differently, but all right.
So you like this movie? You recommend it?
I do.
You recommend it as a chick flick?
No, it's not even really a chick flick, though, because...
But you said it's for women.
I think it is for women, but I don't think it's not the chick flick of, like, girls banding together. I think it's good for women of maybe whose husbands like sports or Star Wars or Star Trek or something like that, because I think there'd be a lot to identify with there.
And
or any spouse, I guess, where the other spouse collects or is obsessed with something. Like the spouse of that guy who eats all the Big Macs that was in Super Size Me. I'm sure that she would identify with it.
Yeah, I mean, you could take the Red Sox and make it a workaholic.
Yeah.
You could take the Red Sox in this movie and make it an alcoholic.
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
Any kind of person who is driven to do something, be it work, drink, collect, or sports. The wife of a stand-up comedian who's on the road a lot. Any kind of person who's driven to something could
not necessarily, because I mean, he tries to include her, and I don't think a workaholic's gonna try to take his wife to work while he sits there and works on the laptop.
No.
Or I don't think an alcoholic's gonna say, hey honey, why don't you go to the bar to me and drink go to the bar with me and drink myself into oblivion and you can watch. I don't think that happens.
No.
He tries to include her. I mean, he gets her the jacket and shirts and everything, and tries to make it fun for her. He really tries to include her,
which is again why he's a catch. And
he
why
is a catch. Absolutely.
She should have been a little bit more understanding.
He actually reminded me a lot of you.
So, all right. Well, we disagree on this movie. You recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's fine. Guys, if you're looking for a date movie.
Oh, it'd be perfect.
It would be. And it's not painful to sit through by any means.
No.
It's just not anything I could highly recommend. I'm not saying go rush out and watch this. But if you find yourself in a situation where you're watching this, there are worse things. We'll be back next week. I think it's time that we talk about something a little bit more action-oriented. I think we should discuss a fantastic movie.
Yay, because it was so fantastic.
Next week, it's clobbering time. Now Playing is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.